God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
Hey, one more time. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Amen. Welcome to Lenexa UMC and to All Saints Sunday worship service. Thank you for coming out today. I have some guests here. They gave me a good surprise. I want to ask them to raise their hand, or you can stand up here. That is Jill and her brother Jim from Russell. Let's give them a good welcome. Is there anybody else visiting? Okay. If you are visiting, feel welcome and feel in the presence of Jesus Christ today. Please sign the attendance book for me. Yeah, please sign that for me. And is Kathy Boyd here? Oh, yeah. Please come forward.
To you about Scott Schwartz had taken the job as youth director for us, which we were very excited about. He was warmly embraced by us and really appreciated it. But once he really got into it and was working his way through really understanding the job, I think with his full-time position and his aging parents, he just felt like that was more energy than he could bring to us. And so, grateful to him that he even offered to work as a volunteer for the rest of the year to, help us out. But we felt that might be confusing to the kids and everything, getting to know another person, But anyhow, so we are back looking for another youth director. We have reposted the position. We have reached out. Pastor Ezekiel reached out to CORE to see if they would have anybody in their congregation. We're reaching out to other places, trying to find someone that's a good fit for us, and that work will continue. In the meantime, the parents are stepping up and really putting a lot of their energy and effort into keeping the youth program at a high activity level, a lot of engagement with the kids, so we feel really positive about that. Also, as Ezekiel pointed out in the first service, Mary is going to be doing some things for us, scheduling Sunday school, and there was one other thing. Oh, and confirmation class. So she's going to do that for us. So kudos to Mary for always stepping up anytime somebody asks. But anyhow, pray for us that we find the perfect person, and that they will be called to our youth ministry and keep it as robust and wonderful as it is today. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Tom Lampropoulos, and I'll be your lay liturgist this morning. Now please rise and stand as you are able and join me in the call to worship. Praise the Lord, all you saints. Let us praise the name of the Lord. We are the saints who are the living body of Christ, the church.
Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord.
And now, let's join together singing hymn number 701, When We All Get to Heaven.
Thank you.
standing now and pass the peace of Christ to your neighbor. And in the meantime, the children can come forward for the children's moment with Mary.
Good morning. Usual one's a little bit different. Good morning. When you think about Jesus, if he was here today, what job do you think Jesus would have? Any ideas? What do you think? An usher? That would be a great job. Do you have any idea what Jesus might do? Maybe he would be a doctor since he heals people. What?
Maybe he could be like,
All right, let me know if you think of it. He could be all sorts of jobs, right? You remember? Oh, yeah, maybe healing people who are sick or who have already died.
Yeah, well,
I was thinking that maybe Jesus would be a teacher because he spends a lot of time in the Bible teaching. And today's scripture comes from one of those times he's teaching. It's called the Sermon on the Mount. I have a picture here that you can kind of see. He's up on top of a mountain teaching a bunch of people who came to listen to him. We're not going to read it from here. But he was teaching people about what it means to follow God. And he gives a description of what the people who are following God would look like. And so as I read this description, I want you to think if there's anybody you know who fits this description. So Jesus said that God would bless people if they realize that they needed God's help in their life. He said that he would bless those who were focused on making the world more fair. He would bless those who are compassionate and kind, whose hearts are pure, who try to bring peace to the world, and even those who are made fun of for believing in God. Can you guys think of anyone you know who acts like that? Anyone who's really compassionate and kind and peaceful?
God.
Okay, well, God is, but can you think of anybody? Do you see anybody out there or up here that acts like that?
Yeah. And everybody else.
Yeah, Miss Liesl. Yeah, Miss Liesl and me and Grandma and
all of you.
I see lots of people who I know are compassionate and kind and peaceful. And what we know is that those people who act like that, we can call them saints. Because everyone who follows God and tries to act like the things on that list is a saint. And today is All Saints Sunday. Today is our holiday when we celebrate all of the saints in our lives, like all those people, and we especially focus on those who have passed away in the last year. What do you think, Lincoln? Do you follow God?
Yes.
So are you a saint?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are so lucky that we have so many saints in our families and in our church family. We have all those who are still with us. We have the three of us up here, and we also have all of those saints who have passed away from our church family. And so a little bit later,
Mommy wasn't in the church family, but I still miss her.
Yeah, absolutely. Your mom was a wonderful saint. So later in the service up here, we're going to remember those saints from our church family who passed away this year. And we're going to read their names, and you'll see a picture of them up on the screen. And we'll light a candle for each of those wonderful people. And then there'll be, after we read all the names, Pastor Ezekiel will say, if you have any other names to add, you can add them here. And like if you want to say your mom, that would be a great person to add if there's any saints in your life who have passed on.
And my grandma's mom.
Yeah. So everyone who's part of God's family is a saint. So, Lincoln, and let's all raise our hand if we follow God. All right, raise your hand if you're a saint. Yeah. Turn to the person next to you and say, you are a saint.
You are a saint.
You're a saint. And you're a saint.
You're a saint.
All right, let's pray.
You're a saint.
Repeat after me. Dear Lord.
Dear Lord.
Thank you for all of the saints in our lives.
Thank you for all the saints in our lives.
Help me to be your saint and to make the world a more beautiful place by sharing your love. Amen.
Thank you, Mary, for sharing that message about the saints. Now, as we continue to celebrate this day, this Sunday of Saints, also we have people we need to remember in our prayers. Remember my daughter, Abby. She's flying out of Orlando this evening. She has been there this weekend for the Canberra's ministry retreat and seminar, kind of a workshop. And also, pray for those who are not feeling well. Pray for Bob Jones. He had to go to the hospital this week. And Cheryl had surgery on her knee. Yeah, remember her. And others. You have the list there on the bulletin. Remember them in your prayers. Also, remember Harley and Kyle. Fourth, they lost their little son. You remember they had a road accident not long ago. Their little boy passed away. So please remember that young couple and the rest of the family members. Pray for them. I would like to give you a moment of silent prayer. God, we thank you that you have brought each one of us safely to this holy place. Lord, we want to thank you for the way you have been so nice to us. You have sustained each one of us. Thank you for the traveling masses you have given us. Thank you for protecting our children in the ball games. Thank you because you have been so gracious to us in every way. Thank you even for the wonderful weather that we have today. Lord Jesus, as we come to your presence this morning, we want to pray that you help us to gladly surrender ourselves to you. Lord Jesus, we pray that we may experience your presence today in this sanctuary. Holy Spirit, come in thy fullness and move in a mighty way. Come and touch each one of us today. Lord, as we gather, we want to remember those who are not feeling well. You know Bob, you know Cheryl, and you know others who are going through recovery. We pray for full restoration to their health. We want to remember also those who are grieving, those who are feeling lonely on this All Saints Sunday. We want to pray that you be present with them, especially Harley and Kyle. We pray that you wrap them up with your loving arms. Be with them during this difficult time. Lord, I want to commit the rest of the service into your hands. You know those who are not with us this morning. We pray that you be with them. Wherever they are, watch over them until you bring them to us. We pray also for the remaining part of this service. We pray for the children's message. We pray for Sunday schools. And we pray for youth fellowship in the afternoon. We pray that you touch each one of us. We pray that you minister to our youths as they go into the neighborhood this afternoon. Lord Jesus, we thank you for everything. Even those unspoken prayer concern, we pray that you intercede for us. In Jesus' name. And God's people say, amen. Amen. Can you please join me in the community prayer? Oh God, the generation rise and honor you. You are the strength of those who labor. You are the rest of the blessed dead. We rejoice in the company of your saints. We remember all who have lived in faith, all who have peacefully died, and given those most dear to us, rest in you, whose names we remember before you today. Give us in time of devotion those who have trusted in you and have strived to do your our name to the church on earth and the church in heaven. We give you all the honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day a daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you.
The scripture lesson this morning is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, known as the Beatitudes. Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The word of God for the people of God.
Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this word that has been read before you and before each one of us. We pray that you illumine upon this word and upon the message I'm about to share. May it bring healing, and may it bring also our closeness to you. May we experience your presence among us as we study your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Tom, for reading the Word of God and for being a lectern today. And thank you, Mary, for that wonderful story. And thank you, choir, for that powerful music that you have shared with us today. So today is All Saints Sunday. And I'm not talking about New Orleans NFL football team. Thank God they are not playing today. They would have brought confusion. So today is All Saints Sunday. And as I say that word, it reminds me of two brothers who had lived in this small town for decades. And they had terrorized the community, and they were very corrupt in their business. One day, the younger brother died unexpectedly, and the older brother went to the local preacher to ask him if he could do a funeral service for him. And he told the preacher, "In your preaching, it is important for me that you may mention that my brother was a saint." And the preacher said, "I cannot do that. You and I both know that he was far from that." So the older brother reached out into his pocket and removed his checkbook. And he said, "You know, I was going to write $100,000 to your church. All I'm asking is that you mention that my brother was a saint." So the preacher said, "Okay." So the day for funeral service came, and the preacher started preaching. He preached that you all know that the deceased was not a good person in the community. He was a drunkard. He was a womanizer. He was very corrupt. He terrorized his employees, and he cheated on taxes. And the preacher paused for a few seconds. And then he continued. "But as evil as he was compared to his brother, he was a saint." So what is in this title? What is in this word saying? Why is everybody interested in it, including people who do not deserve? What is in the word saying? We hear even churches. We have, you know, several churches. St. Mark United Methodist Church, St. Patrick Catholic Church, St. Thomas Lutheran Church, St. John Lutheran Church. So what is in that word? What is the real meaning? What is a saint, so to speak? Let's look at the slide. What is a saint? Why is this title so important to people? Yes, why are so many people and churches associated with it? When I say the word saint, what comes to your mind? Many people use the word in a general way to refer to a good person. We might say, oh, she's such a saint. Right? Maybe you have heard that. Or if you came from a Roman Catholic background, the image that comes to your mind is probably of great and holy men and women of God who have passed on long time ago, who were especially good and devoted Christian, and they were declared by the Catholic Church as saint. Maybe those people come to your mind. Well, what does the word saint actually mean? The word saint simply means one who is set apart. In other places, the Greek word is translated as holy. If something is holy, it simply means that it is set apart from common, everyday use for a special purpose. Excuse me. Let me illustrate this with an example you all know. All of you have regular dinner dishes at home, which you use during a special occasion, maybe during Thanksgiving, when guests come to your house, maybe like, you know, when a pastor come and you have to serve a, you know, a fried chicken dinner, and you really want to impress. So Christians also are like that. Christians are saint because they are set apart. God has set them apart from every day life of sin and corruption of this world. They have been set apart. They are holy. Today, we recognize, we remember that those saints who have died in Jesus Christ are not dead, but they are alive. They are in the hands of God. So today we remember that the Church of Jesus Christ does not only include the saints here on earth, they also include the saints in heaven, just the way you heard from the children's story today. So there are those saints, we are the saints here on earth, and there are saints also in heaven, and we are all one. And we are going to get into the depth of that here in a minute. So let's talk about, the first thing here we need to talk about is the saints here on earth. The saints on earth. Who are the saints in this world? The saints in this world is you and me. We are the saints. We have already read the Beatitudes in the book of Matthew chapter 5 from verse 3 to 12. Those verses describe our life of sainthood. All these Beatitudes that you see on the screen: blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. You know, all that list of Beatitudes, they describe the life of saints in this world. That is what we go through as saints in this world. The Bible teaches that we as believers are to separate ourselves from the sinfulness of this world and dedicate ourselves to the holiness of God. Biblical separation is a commitment to godly behavior in opposition to sinful activities of this world. For example, in 1 Peter, and this in the next slide, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15, it says, "But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy." So the word "all you do" means every area of your life. Be holy in every area of your lives. In other words, be holy in all your behaviors. Be holy in all your activities. Amen? Yes. The bottom line is, as followers of Jesus Christ, each one of us is called to be separated from sinful influence and sinful activities of this world. A saint practices separation when he refuses to do evil activities. A saint practices separation when she refuses to listen to dirty jokes, when she refuses to listen to gossip, when she refuses to participate in evil social media. A saint lives a life of holiness and stay away from evil activities. Secondly, let's talk about the saints here in heaven. The saints in heaven and on earth are one family. They are united. So we have to talk about both of them today. So the saints in heaven and on earth are one family in the covenant made in Jesus Christ. Believers are in communion with all other saints, even those above, those who are in heaven, by virtue of our union with Jesus Christ. Yes, we are united with Jesus Christ, and they are united to Jesus Christ. Although we are all separated by a huge distance, we are one. We are one because Jesus Christ unites us. Just the way we are one with other believers in this world, we are one also with the saints in heaven. So as you go home today, I want you to remember that we are one with the saints everywhere in this world, those who believe in Jesus Christ. And we are one also with the saints in heaven. Amen? So in closing, Apostle John says in Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 to 10. It's after this I looked, And there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." So, here, church, Apostle John and vision. He visualized a new heaven where all of us will be united. The saints here on earth and the saints in heaven. The saints from everywhere, every continent, including here, America, including all of us. We will be one in heaven. So we are not only one today, but we will all be up there in heaven. Amen? So now, listening to the word of Apostle Paul, Apostle John, let us celebrate All Saints Sunday by calling out the names of the saints who passed away this year. And I would like to invite Paul to come and read some of those names.
Patricia Lorimer. Pat Lurley. Bob Locker. Trey Henry. Mary Alice Beach.
Rick Hewlett. Carol Cadiz. Joyce Hannett. Jeannie Benny. Ryan Frankenberger. Beryl Henney. Is there any other name you wish to add on this list? Yes, Link. My grandmother, Sipora, December. Anybody else?
Lewis Lane.
Let's take a moment of silence in remembrance. of those saints. Amen. In a few minutes, we'll be taking part in Holy Communion. One of the things that is important to me about the sacrament is that it binds us not only to God, but to one another and to the whole communion of saints here on earth and in heaven. So when we come forward for Holy Communion, we come forward in unity with those who have gone before us. So as you come forward, as you line up for the Holy Communion, I would like to encourage you to imagine, you know, those saints, those loved ones, those who share the love of Jesus Christ with us. You imagine them, you know, being on the line with you. Take time here at the kneeling rail to thank God for them, for who they were, for sharing their lives with you, and for, you know, blessing your life. So take a moment, you know, don't be on hurry. After you take the Holy Communion, you are welcome to kneel here at the kneeling rail and give thanks to God for the saints, because they mean a lot to you. Amen. So let's read responsibly what is on the screen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died.
Christ is risen.
Christ will come again. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. As there is one body of Jesus Christ, here we have one loaf of bread. In the night in which Jesus gave up himself for us, he took the bread, blessed it, "This is my body broken for you. Eat it in remembrance of me." And as there is one body of Jesus Christ, we have one blood here. In the night in which Jesus gave up himself for us, after supper, he took the cup and blessed it. "This is the blood of the new covenant, poured out for all of you. Take it as you drink it often from this cup, in remembrance of me." Amen. Yeah. Let's bless this sacrament. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for offering yourself for each one of us to show us the truth and the life. Thank you for dying on that cross for our sins. Lord Jesus, we pray that as we go through challenges of this world, Lord Jesus, we pray that this sacrament will give us strength to move from one step to another until we arrive at home. Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So the feast has been prepared for us. You are all welcome. Whoever is a believer in Jesus Christ is welcome. Even if you are a member of another church, you are welcome to the table of our Lord Jesus Christ. Those who are helping, please come forward. Let's pray for the offerings. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for every blessing that you have given us. This morning we have brought a portion of what you have given us before you. May you bless this offering and multiply it for the extension of your kingdom. And Lord, as we go home and be on the road, going to different directions, we pray for protection upon each one of us. Watch over us until we meet again. For I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's rise up as we sing our closing hymn. And now receive the benediction. Go forth. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.